Then I will purify the lips of the peoples, that all of them may call on the name of the Lord and serve him shoulder to shoulder.
It's Fall Share-a-thon on American Family Radio. We're pushing back against the evil of this age. Call and make your pledge at 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396. Or visit AFR.net. It's Share-a-thon, standing shoulder to shoulder on American Family Radio.
Sandy Rios with you. You know what? I would listen to Share-a-thon for the production alone. These guys in the production department for American Family Radio do such a great job, don't you think? And, of course, what they are producing, they're backing up something that's true in that whole scripture about standing shoulder to shoulder. That's our theme, because that's what we need from you, and that's what you do all the time. It's not a new concept. Every time we do Share-a-thon, you rise to the occasion. It always amazes me, and yet some of you are new listeners, and you've never had this experience with us before. So we welcome all of you who have joined us in the recent months and weeks, and ask you to just stay with us. We will be doing news today. Yes, some news. We'll talk about the Democratic debate and other things that you might not heard of. You might not have heard of. But we'll be doing that, plus telling you the needs of the American Family Association and American Family Radio. And joining me this morning is our president of the American Family Association, back in the studios in Tupelo, Tim Weilman. Good morning, Tim.
Hey, good morning, Sandy. How are you this morning?
I'm good. Thank you very much. How are we doing back there? Because I'm cut off. I don't know what's happened in the last 24 hours.
Well, for me personally, how I'm doing is it's hard to get up before the break of dawn. where we live here in the Central Time Zone, I know you're in the Eastern Time Zone, but it's not quite light when I get up to be with Sandy on Share-a-thon. But I
it's a sacrifice. I know
somebody's got to do it, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Weird. It's been a great first day. It was a great first day, rather. Here on Share-a-thon, here on American Family Radio, and we've heard from folks from all over the country who have been inspired, who have been helped. We just heard a lady right there. I've forgotten where she was calling from. Anyway, she was saying that how AFR had helped her spiritually, you know, in her walk with the Lord. And that's what we do. We have Bible teaching. We have news and information. We have current event programs like yours, Sandy. So it's a mix throughout the day to try to give folks, if you will, a comprehensive biblical worldview. And so everything's going great right here. I'm looking out the window into the phone volunteer room, and everybody looks like to me they're on the phone. They're taking calls from across the country.
Now, that's really cool, because it is early in the morning. So, well, let me help people to keep that going, Tim, by saying that if you would like to call, now we have 3 days of this, and I know people like to put off to the last day, but really that's not good for any of us. You know that, because sometimes we don't get around to it or we just get busy. So if you've got the time this morning and can call, it's 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396, or go to AFR.net. And could I just say that we have right now until the top of the hour, the top of the next hour, whatever that hour is in your time zone, we have a $15,000 challenge. That means that any donation that you give up to $15,000, and if you want to write out a check for $15,000, that'll work too. And our generous donor will match that by $15,000. And so,
You can kick in the other 35 if you want to, Sandy. We won't have any objection to that.
I'll do that. I just hope and pray that check does not bounce. Can you imagine me writing a bad check to the American Family Association? Anyway, all right, so $15,000 challenge between now and the top of the hour. You can call 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396, or do it online if you prefer at afr.net. And one other thing, Tim, let me just say, we have a premium, just a little gift for you. If you donate $150, you will get coffee. We have some great coffee. What do we call that coffee?
Honor. And it's French vanilla, I think, mm-hmm. Right?
That's right. Yeah.
Okay. Well, see, I'm not a...
Our marketing, our quote marketing group here, such as it were, they like to give it fancy names. But we were in
I
the
love
meeting.
That.
Yeah, we were in the meeting the other day, and I said... Honor, that's the name of the coffee, which is a good virtue, right? Mm-hmm. I said, but what does it taste like? And they said, tastes like French vanilla.
There you go.
So anyway.
Okay.
So French vanilla.
So if you can give us a gift of $150, we'll send you that fresh.
It is great. It's great coffee.
French vanilla. Yeah. I'm not a coffee drinker, so I can't brag on it. If you were giving away Diet Coke, I'd have better luck describing it. But anyway, also, if you can give $30 a month, because that's really valuable when you give steady money that supports us monthly, we'll send you that coffee plus the DVD of that new video that we put out just last year called Pilgrim's Progress. Maybe it was within this year, but it's very current, isn't it,
Ted? Yeah, it was this year. It's an animated version. Version. I don't know if that's the right word. Of the classic, the Pilgrim's Progress book. You know, and so we put it into video form. We partnered with our good friend Steve Cleary to do that, and so we're getting rave reviews on that. Sandy, people are loving that, and you can show it over and over and over again, and. It's you're going to love this video. You really are.
You know, that's one thing there are so many things that American Family Association does that I think some people are familiar with parts of our ministry and others have no idea of some of the things. And one of them is making movies. There's an American Family Association movie studio. We've done some really great work. And out of that fine facility has come some great things. And so one thing I just love is that Ryan DeFrades,
the right?
secret agent. I love that, Tim. I got all those for my grandkids, and they love them.
Yeah.
So,
our filmmaking team does an excellent job. Hey, let me give the phone number here. Sandy was talking about, did we give the phone number yet? I don't know that we have.
It can be given again.
We can do this in our sleep, right, Sandy?
That's right.
Yeah. Well, no, you know what? I can't. I used to do regular radio and I did weather and news, I'd walk out of the studio saying, I wonder what the weather's like. Because I'm reading a script and I have no idea.
Right.
But,
right.
I mean, so.
Let me give you the phone number. Okay. If you want to call right now, this is day two of Share-a-Thon. We only have 3 days. So tomorrow, you know, don't let tomorrow get here and you forget to call in and make your pledge to AFR, and then, you know, we don't get to put it in the final total. So if you want to double your gift up to $15,000 from now until this lasts till 8 o'clock Central Time, so approximately 45 minutes or so, you can double your giving up to $15,000. And the number to call in is 877-616-2396. I'm going to give that number again. And please be as generous as you can. We are a listener-supported Christian radio network. We don't get, we don't get big checks from wealthy people, to underwrite the ministry. I mean, we get a few what you would call, quote, large donations, but nothing like billionaires or millionaires who support all these left-wing groups oftentimes. We depend on the relatively small donations monthly from listeners who oftentimes give sacrificially. So we thank you for that, because that means a lot to us that we're supported by so many people across the country who listen to AFR. I'm going to give you the number now. And this rings our studios here in Tupelo, Mississippi, our national headquarters for American Family Radio. So there are folks here answering the phones, and I'm looking at them right now. So that's where you call. You don't call a Indonesia or Malaysia or somewhere like that where somebody says their name's Bob and you know it's not Bob. this rings right here, the good old US of A.
That's right.
The phone number is 877-616-2396. 877-616-2396, or online at afr.net.
All right, so one of the things that we love to do during Share-a-thon, this is one of my favorite parts, is when listeners call in leading up to Share-a-thon and leave a message about what AFR Talk means to them. And I just love hearing their voices. I love hearing their stories. So let's do that right now.
This is Kathy. I'm from Baker City, Oregon. And I listen to American Family Radio, whether it's the talk side, the hybrid side, or the music side, every day. I just heard on today's issue, Sandy Rios say that with the Google issue, that it's because Google and the people who back them do not want the American people to know the truth. That's accurate news, and we're not going to hear that on the, as Brian puts it, mainstream media. But I also love the testimonies that are shared from other viewers periodically, the different godly things that are happening around the world. American Family Association, American Family Radio, I thank you, God, for instilling in John Wildman's heart the urge to create this for the world, and especially the United States. God bless you.
Wow. Really, really sweet. And that's from Oregon. And men, they listen early. When they listen early. So all of you listening out in Oregon, I'm always, we're honored to hear from you. And thank you for listening so faithfully. By the way, it's a good time to tell you that you don't have to listen in real time if it's too early for you or if it's some reason you can't catch any show that you particularly like. We have podcasts. Everything is delayed. If you want it, to listen to it in that way, you can go to AFR Talk. We have an app. I think that's probably the best way to listen. If you have a smartphone, download that app, AFR Talk, and you can listen anywhere you are, really any place in the world. And you can get the podcast through that as well as to listen live to whatever's on at the time. So I know in my case, for our show, we have our show on our Facebook page every single day. It's as soon as we get off the air, you can find it on Facebook, Sandy Rios in the Morning. And I know a lot of people listen in that way. So the phone number is 877-616-2396. We thank you so much for your generosity. We thank you for that in advance because since I have been with AFA, and it's been, I think, 7 years, something like that, Tim, I lose track. But you've never failed. You never have failed. To help us raise the money we need to continue broadcasting. Someday maybe that'll happen. Maybe there'll be hard times for all of us. But right now, I just know you will because I've seen you do it over and over again. It's kind of like trusting God. You're not God. Not quite as trustworthy. But honestly, this audience is a faithful audience that values the work of American Family Radio. And in return, we honor you. We respect and love you. Our phone number is 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396. We're going to get into some news in just a second, Tim, but what's going on back there? Phones, are they ringing?
Oh, yeah, they're ringing. And now I see two or three people who can answer the phone. If somebody calls right now and makes a gift to AFR, we can take their phone call. Again, 877-616-2396. But we don't want them eating donuts and drinking coffee. And chatting. We don't want that. We, huh?
You're just cruel. That's
working,
all.
Right? Yeah, we want them on the phone, taking phone calls from across the country. 877-616-2396 is our phone number. I didn't watch the debate last night. Did you?
I watched parts of it. I confess I did not watch it all. Yes, pretty much. It's hard. It's hard to watch because I was trying to think, why can't I love, you know, the information. I'm an information junkie. I love to listen to politics and news. I never complain about that. If I weren't doing a radio show, I'd be doing that. But I have trouble listening because they just say the same things over and over again. It's like a complaining fest. They talk about how horrible things are all the time, and your ears just get, it just gets wearying. But we're going to talk about that in just a second. There were 12 candidates in Westerville, Ohio last night at Oderbein University, and of course they talked about Medicare for All. They fought about that. They pinned Elizabeth Warren down on the fact that she won't say just who's going to pay for this because, you know, Bernie Sanders is being very blunt. You're all going to pay for it. It's going to cost you a lot of money. I think $30 trillion, according to his plan. But that was just part of the conversation, and we will talk about it when we come back. So stay tuned. By the way, the phone number is 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396, or you can go to AFR.net. If you don't want to talk to anybody this morning, you can go online and make your most generous donation, and we will appreciate and use it very well, we promise. 877-616-2396 or AFR.net. Sandy Rios along with Tim Wildman will be back right after this.
This ministry exists by the grace of God. Through supporters like you, God is providing for the operation of this ministry. We're standing shoulder to shoulder, and we'd like to thank you for your part in the effort. When you make a one-time pledge of $150 or more, we'll send you an 8-ounce bag of Honor, our French vanilla-flavored American family coffee. And when you make a monthly pledge of $30 or more, we'll send you the coffee and a DVD of the animated family-friendly movie, The Pilgrim's Progress. These gifts are our way of saying thank you for standing shoulder to shoulder with us as we push back against the decline of our culture. Call now and make your pledge. 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396. Or visit AFR.net. Working together, we're helping to preserve godly values. And thanks for listening to Share-a-thon on American Family Radio.
This is Jonathan from Georgia. I love you guys. I was a diehard Democrat my whole life, and a buddy of mine told me I needed to start listening to you, and wow, I never really thought the Democrats were so out of shape like they are. I don't even know a nice way of putting it, but it changed me, made me see things I didn't see before, and I sure appreciate it. Love Abraham. I love Walker, Ed, Fred, all of you guys. And Tim. Tim, I love Tim, too. He likes to interrupt, but it's okay. It's okay. He's the boss. He can do it. Love you guys. Bye.
Working together for the cause of Christ. Call 877-616-2396 or visit AFR.net. It's Fall Share-a-thon, standing shoulder to shoulder on American Family Radio.
All right, Sandy Rios back with you. Oh, Tim, you took a hit in that call.
Yeah.
You heard
well,
that. There.
It's well deserved. I'll take it. I do interrupt too much.
He's right. You know. You're the boss. You can interrupt.
Yeah.
So this is our Fall Share-a-thon, and we are asking for your help.
It's like I'm saying, Sandy, you know, I don't like to interrupt, but it just
you're
happens
compelled.
Naturally.
My husband does that, too, and he always says, you know, he has to say it before he forgets it. So
maybe
you know,
that's it.
I just have to endure being interrupted as often as necessary. We have that discussion here a lot.
Yeah.
But anyway,
yeah.
Our phone number is 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396. Or you can go to AFR.net. And Tim, before we jump into a little bit of debate talk,
okay.
What else? What do we need to tell people this morning?
Yeah, we have someone who's made a $15,000 donation under the condition that on the condition they said that if we can reach that by 8 o'clock Central Time with matching donations, okay? So if you give $50, it becomes $100. $100 becomes $200 and so forth. So if you want to maximize your giving during Share-a-thon, now's a great time to do that. So if you want to do that, just say when you call in, whoever you talk to here, a lot of these folks answering the phones right now are work here. So we have some folks who've driven in from around the country, but we have a lot of folks who work here at AFR, and they love answering the phone from listeners. Here's the phone number to call and double your giving, and you can do that right now. And here's 877-616-2396. Really need to hear from you folks by at least by tomorrow, because it's, you know, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and then it's over. It's, we don't, you know, go on and on and on with, you know, asking for money. We do it 3 days in the spring, 3 days in the fall. We pass the offering plate, and we hope and pray that our listeners will respond, and they always have, and I'm sure they will this time as well. And they are doing so. Our listeners are, because we're seeing calls from all over the country. Here's the phone number, 877-616-2396. So you said the debate was in Ohio last night?
Yes, it was in Westerville, Ohio, and there were 12 debaters. Tom Steyer was up for the first time. Tom is that billionaire from Colorado,
yeah,
who is an advocate supporter of gay rights and all things are environmental. He's the one that's been running ads around the country to impeach the president. He's been doing that for months before the House has ever been ever officially started. Not that they have officially started, but in so much as they're doing an inquiry before they started that. And so Tom made quite a statement last night on the stage. The interesting thing of it was actually kind of the response. So let's listen to Tom Steyer last night on the debate stage in Ohio.
Anderson, this is my first time on this stage, so I just want to start by reminding everybody that every candidate here is more decent, more coherent, and more patriotic than the criminal in the White House. But I also want to point out that Anderson's right. 2 years ago, I started the Need to Impeach movement because I knew there was something desperately wrong at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, that we did have the most corrupt president in the country, and that only the voice and the will of the American people would drag Washington to see it as a matter of right and wrong, not of political expediency. So, in fact, impeaching and removing this president is something that the American people are demanding. They're the voice that counts, and that's who I went to, the American people.
It's very interesting to me that he made the statement that he did. We have a criminal in the White House, and in front of that audience, who all of them, I'm sure, I hate President Trump. He got such a tepid response.
Yeah.
That was pretty amazing. But then, of course, the other candidates piled on. So I just want you to hear the other, at least, bits of impeachment talk last night. Let's listen.
The impeachment must go forward.
Trump is the most corrupt president in the history of this country.
I don't really think this impeachment process is going to take very long, because as a former prosecutor, I know a confession when I see it.
We have to impeach this president.
Yeah,
who's the lady I know impeachment when I see it?
Kamala Harris.
Okay.
Yeah, Kamala Harris.
Doesn't sound like her normally.
Yeah, well, yeah. So, Tim, what happened last night was Elizabeth Warren, of course, is the front runner and has been since September. So there were a lot of attacks on Elizabeth. I think the theme was basically, I think Amy Klobuchar, the senator, actually put it best. She said something like, we have to separate. No, I'm going to read this to you because it's really, she actually did a good job. She said, we need to be honest here and tell the American people where we're going to send the invoice. She was talking about Medicare for all. The difference between a plan and a pipe dream is something you can actually get done. That was an example of the blowback to Elizabeth Warren, who never wants to say how much her plan that's going to cover everyone for everything is going to cost. And so she was targeted by a lot of the people. Joe Biden kind of bumbled. The reports are that he just could not finish a sentence, even when he was trying to defend.
No.
That's an overstatement. He finished sentences, but Brett Baer actually had an interesting way of describing it. He said almost every answer was like a word salad, all kinds of words, but they didn't fit together. Isn't that funny? I mean, and it's really true when you listen to all these different things that Joe Biden said. He kind of meanders, he gets kind of tongue-tied, and so he didn't have a good night, I don't think. Pete Buttigieg had a good night. He was very scrappy, and of course he's full of pontificating. He likes to be the moralist among the group, and he continued to do that last night. And now one other thing, Tim, a couple of things I want to tell you.
Please, more.
Bernie Sanders.
I'm digging this Democrat debate information
well,
there, Sam.
One thing we need to know is that Bernie Sanders was pretty chipper last night. He just had a heart attack, as you know, but we found out last night, I think after the debate, that Ocasio-Cortez, Omar Tlaib, they're going to be endorsing Rashida Tlaib and Ilhan Omar are going to be endorsing Bernie Sanders. And there's going to be a big rally with at least Ocasio-Cortez and endorsement of him. Now, that's really interesting, Tim, because, you know, Elizabeth Warren is just as far left as Bernie. She just likes to sound like she isn't. But this will be an interesting twist, that these young girls are all endorsing the old communist.
That is surprising.
That's funny.
So now,
It's just that is interesting, because I would have guessed they would have gotten behind Elizabeth Warren because she's kind of the rising, quote, star right now, you know, on the Democrat side. Joe Biden's just, you know, I don't see him making it for all the reasons that are obvious when you watch him talk. I think President Trump said a month ago or so that Joe Biden has lost his fastball, and I think that's a pretty kind description of where he is. And then Bernie Sanders, I just don't see him having any chance at all to defeat. I mean, he's just an outright
communist.
Communist.
Yeah.
Elizabeth
Warren.
Yes,
he doesn't really hide it. He doesn't really hide it. He loved the Soviet Union. He spent his honeymoon when no American could get in Moscow. He loved what was happening in Central America. We have him supporting the communist uprising down there. He's an unabashed. I'd love to see him in a Bolshevik outfit. I could just see him with those furry ears. Here's the latest wrinkle. New Hampshire did a poll. Uh-huh. They are the first in the nation primary, and they found that guess who might win if they would jump in? Any guesses?
Somebody
that's not in yet, right now.
Has she run before?
I'm not going to give you any clues.
I'm going to guess Hillary Clinton.
Mm-hmm. No, former First Lady Michelle Obama. They did a poll, and they said if she jumps in, she would grab 26% of the support.
That's
of
a
likely
pipe dream, right there.
Yeah. Well,
not that the poll is incorrect. I'm saying Michelle Obama is the former First Lady. She is enjoying the good life right now, and she's already said she didn't want in the White House.
Yeah. No. You're absolutely right about that, Tim. But if she gets flattered enough, you know, she could get off the bench. And I do think she'd be a formidable candidate. They know how to package her.
Yeah.
They did it really well. She's like she's more beautiful than Melania, more stylish than Melania. She is, you know, which of course neither of those things are true, but they're able to make things seem like they aren't. So,
well, could she run Michelle Obama run for president and then win and then immediately resign and give it to the number two? Would that be a possibility?
Listen, Tim, we are living in such a time of chaos. I don't doubt anything. So.
She is not. She in name recognition and most first ladies are popular. Most of them are, and they sort of remain among the political above the political fray. So it doesn't surprise me if you put her name up against President Trump right now that she would come out, you know, with more positive numbers. But she's not going to run. And as I say, she's on a yacht with George Clooney somewhere right now.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, she's enjoying the good life. So she's not going to run for president. So they are stuck with the field that's out there right now. And I mean stuck with them because there's really not. But when Joe Biden's, you know, started to show that he's not really where he needs to be in terms of his his articulation and his able to think quick on his feet, then I don't know what they're going to do. Elizabeth Warren, maybe she's the best chance they got, but I doubt very seriously she could beat President Trump.
One more last point on Michelle Obama, because we've talked a great deal about how information is managed and how we are being our minds are being molded by press and media and Hollywood, all of it. They're working in conjunction. And I just want to point out that Michelle Obama is a prime example of that. When Michelle first married, was the first lady. Because I'm from Chicago, I know Michelle is street. She does not present well. She doesn't. She is bitter. The things that she's written in her college, her anti-Americanism is just striking, but they buried that quickly. She went out on the campaign trail with him, and then suddenly they snatched her back, and she went quiet. And they kind of remade her, and and she looked beautiful. I agree. And so every magazine, I think, in the universe had Mrs. Obama on the cover with soft lighting and beautiful clothing, whereas Melania Trump has been on nothing. My point is that so they are able to manage our thinking about people. They're able to make people big and glossy and beautiful and cover up all the characteristics and give them scripts and have them present in a way that maybe is not even reality. Yes, so I think that she could win because they would certainly do all they could to help her. So that's I need to stop and we need to talk about Charathon, but that's just an interesting little tidbit from last night's Democratic debates. And this is our fall Charathon, and our phone number is 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396, or you can go to AFR.net, AFR.net. And as always, we have some listener who took the time to call in and leave this message. Let's listen.
Steve from New Jersey. I just want to say I've been listening to AFR for about 4 months now, and I've learned a lot about the truth in politics and our Lord Savior Jesus Christ. I listen to Brian Fisher, Today's Issues, and I also listen to Sandy Rios in the morning. And I've learned so much about what's going on in this country and how it affects us good Christians. I will be continually listening to you every day at work, and God bless you all.
Wow, that is so cool. Tim, you think about the reach of AFR Talk, you know, through the app and through listening online. People can listen all over the world. I've listened, you know, when I'm in Scotland visiting my son, we can listen to AFR Talk. And so just let me say again, if you don't have the app on your smartphone, that's just a great way to listen. You can use your Bluetooth speaker to amplify the sound, and you can take it with you anywhere and listen anytime. Sandy Rios, and also that voice, if you just tuned in, is Tim Wildman. He's the president of American Family. I started to say Concern Women for America again.
Yeah,
I did yesterday. I'm going to get you a different job, Tim. I think that, you know, as I look at CWA, I think that's a good fit for you.
I'm happy here. I really am. I think I'll just stay here. That's all the same to you, Sandy. You don't have to put that application in, really.
Okay. I was going to put a recommendation in. Anyway, American Family Association. So, Tim, what's going on back there? What do we need to tell
people? All right.
People?
Again, folks, it's shoulder to shoulder. That's our theme for our Share-a-thon. We're standing shoulder to shoulder with you to promote the gospel of Jesus Christ and everything that that means. And so what we're doing this hour on Sandy's show is we have a $15,000 matching gift that's been made by a generous listener just like you, and we can realize that full $15,000 if it's matched. So we're asking you to help us meet this match in the next 24 minutes. So what you need to do is call and make a gift and be as generous as you can, and then that donation that you make goes towards that $15,000, and in the end it becomes hopefully $30,000. See how we did that math? So here's the phone number. If you want to be a part of that doubling your gift right now, the phone number to call us here. And again, you're dialing into our studios here in Tupelo, Mississippi, which is our national headquarters for American Family Radio. And I'm actually sitting here watching the folks answer the phone. Here's the phone number, 877-616-2396. Again, 877-616-2396. And let me challenge you, folks, if you've never given to American Family Radio yet, you've listened and you've wondered, well, I wonder if I can trust these folks. Hopefully you've listened enough to know that you can trust us. I can assure you that your donations are, we're a very frugal ministry. If you come to our studios in our building, you're going to be underwhelmed there's just no lavishness here. It's just, it's what we need to get the job done, basically. And so I assure you as president of this ministry that there's no wasteful spending here, and nobody's, quote, getting rich off this deal either. I can assure you that as well. So I just wanted to make that promise to you. Phone number again is 877-616-2396. And we want to say thank you to everybody who already called yesterday and are sent their checks in the mail prior to the Share-a-thon. So I know a lot of you already gave yesterday, and we appreciate that. Sandy, I know that it's an encouragement to you when you – you go out and you meet folks who listen to AFR, right? And they tell you, you know, how much your show means to them.
Oh, absolutely, Tim. It always really stuns me when we go to have kids come up, college students, all kinds of people. When we were Values Voter last week, I just a hat tip to people on staff there who came up to me and said they listen every morning. I'm just so honored. I really am. And again, I take it as it's like a sacred trust. The Bible's really clear that we shouldn't aspire to teaching because teachers are held to a higher standard. And I fully understand that. And so I take it seriously, and I do prepare hard and try to make sure that I'm speaking the truth in every way and doing it in a way that represents God faithfully. So that's my goal. And yes, I love hearing from people. By the way, you people, our phone number is 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396, or you can go to AFR.net. Coming back, we're going to talk about Hunter Biden's interview on ABC in just a second, so don't go away. Sandy Rios in the morning.
Hello, this is Tony Perkins, president of the Family Research Council here in Washington, D.C., and the host of Washington Watch, heard here on AFR. I want to encourage you to support AFR during this share-a-thon. I've seen firsthand the profound influence that American Family Association and American Family Radio have had here in our nation's capital. I believe America is stronger because of the labors of Don Wildman and now Tim Wildman and the entire AFR team. I'm proud to partner with them, and I challenge you to do the same during this share-a-thon. May God bless you, and may God bless the United States of America.
Hello, this is John from Richmond, Virginia. And American Family Radio has impacted my life in so many different ways, from the gospel being preached on it through the different radio ministries, the news and the commentary and the fun facts. And there's just so much enlightenment on this this network. I sure appreciate what y'all do. I'm a truck driver and equipment operator, and every time I get into another vehicle or another piece of equipment, I program every single one of the radio presets to 88.1 FM, which is American Family Radio here in Richmond, Virginia.
Working together and with the help of God, we can make a difference for His name's sake. Call 877-616-2396 or visit AFR.net. It's Fall Share-a-thon, standing shoulder to shoulder on American Family Radio.
All right, Sandy Rios back with you at the Fall Share-a-thon, for the Fall Share-a-thon. And thank you for making those phone calls and making those generous pledges. And let me remind you that until the top of this hour, we have a $15,000 challenge, which means for every gift you give, it will be doubled up to $15,000. So, I'm not going to explain that. Just please, just know your gift is doubled. It's 877-616-2396 or AFR.net. And before I go to the news, Tim, something that you need to tell us?
You caught me by surprise there. I was stretching. And I thought you were going to roll on into the next segment.
Oh, I can do that.
Well, let's see. I see one, two, three folks who need phone calls right now. They're sitting there.
Okay.
They're sitting there not answering the telephone. So here's the phone number to call and get these three folks, you know, quit eating their donuts, drinking their coffee, and start answering the phone over here. 877-616-2396. 877-616-2396 or AFR.net. We are, our running total is $817,000. And that's 4,750 various and different pledges that have come in. So we're excited to be where we are in day two, but we need to keep moving forward. We're not too far. We can see the mountaintop for $1 million.
That's cool.
You know, so it won't be too long from now. Hey, I want to thank John, and let's see, I think that's Fayetteville, North Carolina, James in Lafayette, Indiana, David in Jacksonville, Florida, Michael in Mechanicsville, Virginia, Patricia in Conroe, Texas, Robert in Columbus, Mississippi, Mary in Richmond, Virginia, Charles in Jackson, Mississippi, or Jackson, Tennessee, I'm not sure, it doesn't say, and Nancy in Dallas, and Barbara in Abilene. So that's just a few of the folks who called in the last few minutes.
Very cool. Thank you, each and every one of you, for that generosity. I want to talk for a second about what something else that happened yesterday, Tim. Just to give quick background, there is much discussion about Joe Biden's son, Hunter. And the issue is that when Joe Biden was vice president, he was in charge of Ukrainian policy. And while he was in charge of Ukrainian policy, he boasted on stage, we have the clip, of how he did a quid pro quo, should we say, that he was going to withhold American funding if the president of Ukraine did not fire the prosecutor that was investigating Burisma. Burisma is a big company, a Ukrainian company that does energy. And so he boasted and he cursed on the stage, boasting that he got the job done. He told them they weren't going to get aid if they did not fire that prosecutor, and they fired him. We find out later that that prosecutor was actually looking into, of all things, Joe Biden's son, Hunter, who as a result of Joe Biden's connections and as a result of being vice president was placed on the board of Burisma. But it's much deeper than that. It's not just the board. He is also very deeply involved in the revenue sharing. He gets personally more than some are saying $50,000 to $80,000 a month for his job, for his position on that board. Plus, he's in Chinese boards. And so the question was asked. Finally, Hunter Biden appeared on ABC just yesterday, and he, or maybe it was on Sunday, but he was asked about his involvement and his dad's involvement. And this is what he said.
In the list that you gave me of the reasons why you're on that board, you did not list the fact that you were the son of the vice
president. Of course,
president.
Yeah. No.
What role do you think that played?
I think that it is impossible for me to be on any of the boards that I just mentioned without saying that I'm the son of the vice president of the United States.
You were paid $50,000 a month for your position?
Look, I'm a private citizen. One thing that I don't have to do is sit here and open my kimono as it relates to how much money I make or did or didn't. But it's all been reported.
If your last name wasn't Biden, do you think you would have been asked to be on the board of Burisma?
I don't know. I don't know. Probably not. I don't think that there's a lot of things that would have happened in my life that that if my last name wasn't Biden.
All right, so that's the first part. And then part of the reason why people are speculating that Hunter was just not, does not have the background to have had the positions and make the money that he's making, and that is directly to his dad's connections, not because of his abilities. And one of them is because he's had a terrible problem with drug abuse. And so he's asked about that, and let's listen to clip five.
What should people know about Hunter Biden that they don't know?
Like every single person that I've ever known, I have fallen and I've gotten up. I've done estimable things and things that are, have been in my life that I regret. Every single one of those things has brought me exactly to where I am right now, which is probably the best place I've ever been in my life. I've gone through my own struggles.
In and out of rehab 7-8 times.
Say it nicer to me. Sought treatment for an issue. Like
sought
most
treatment
people.
For substance abuse yes, issues so 7 or 8 times. I'm so sorry.
All right, so that's how Hunter did his interview yesterday before the debate last night. And so that's the controversy in a very sketchy telling of it. And that's we'll talk more about that when we are having a regular day show day where we can talk more. But right now, this is Share-a-thon. That's the kind of information you get when you listen to American Family Radio, sometimes things that you won't hear other places. Our phone number is 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396. Or you can go to AFR.net, AFR.net, and make your most generous pledge. And remind you, let me remind you, we have a $15,000 challenge just for, 13 more minutes? Something like that. So we need your help. And but right now, let's listen to a listener's story. Someone who listens all the time and has this to say about AFR Talk.
Hi, this is Jackie from North Carolina. I just wanted to say that we just love American Family Radio. I get most of my news from there because it's Christian-based. And we love Abraham Hamilton III, Sandy Rios, of course, Brian Fisher, and, you know, Walker Wildman. What a great addition he is. So, but the main thing is I want to compliment Tim Wildman for the people that he's hired on the staff there. I think he's done a great job.
Well, thank
you. Tim Wildman, isn't that cool?
Wow. Yeah, I'm not going to brag on myself. She did right there. That I've done a pretty good job of hiring the right folks for our radio network, and I haven't done it alone. I've had some input in it, but I'm not going to say I did it. God put these folks out there and led me to them. Mm-hmm. And I mean that sincerely. Like Sandy, for example, and Abe Hamilton, the way he came to us, Bishop Jackson, the whole team there that we have throughout the day here on AFR, the Lord has really brought these folks into onto our team. Hey, Sandy, where did you want to go next with the with
the, well, I heard that my boss wants me to go here, so I'm going.
Well, okay. Well, I don't want to. I'm not.
I'm just happy. This is great, and this is a story people won't hear other places unless they listen to AFR Talk.
Exactly.
Our attorney general went to Notre Dame in the last few days, and he gave an incredible speech. And remember Notre Dame, or you may not know, but Notre Dame is a Catholic university, but they've really gotten off the rails in the last decades. I've been talking about them since the 90s, about their weakness on pro-life issues. Not that there aren't any good students or professors there, but they are going to the left further and further. So a stunning speech Bill Barr gave on religious freedom. I'm going to give you just one little touch of it, and then I'm going to expand on some of the other things he said. Let's listen. Our attorney general at Notre Dame.
The problem is not that religion is being forced on others. The problem is that irreligion is being forced. Secular values are being forced on people of faith. Among the militant secularists are many so-called progressives. But where is the progress? As long as I am Attorney General, the Department of Justice will be at the forefront of this effort, ready to fight for the most cherished of all our American liberties, the freedom to live according to our faith.
All right, that's a very short clip, but let me expand on it. He basically said the secular project has itself become a religion pursued with religious fervor. It is taking on all the trappings of religion, including inquisitions and excommunication. Those who defy the creed risk a figurative burning at the stake. Social, educational, and professional ostracism and exclusion waged through lawsuits and savage social media campaigns. He also said, so the reaction to growing illegitimacy is not sexual responsibility, but abortion. The reaction to drug addiction is safe injection sites. The solution to the breakdown of the family is for the state to set itself up as an ersatz husband for the single mother and an ersatz father for the children. The call comes for more and more social programs to deal with this wreckage. And while we think we're solving problems, we are underwriting them. He said it was, he goes on to talk about the spiritual underpinnings. This is a spiritual problem. And he says, our Constitution was made only for a moral and religious people. Liberty cannot be established without morality, nor morality without faith. And so there's a great article on this by William McGurn called Bill Barr Gets Religion. We'll put that on our Facebook page so that you can read more of that. But, Tim, isn't that something?
Wow. When I heard that, I was not familiar with Attorney General Barr. I guess I'd heard his name, but I didn't know who he was or anything like that before the president selected him to be the attorney general. But when I heard that speech yesterday, the one you just quoted from and the clip that we played, he gets it. That guy gets it. And I am, he knows what's going on with these secular progressives and how they want to end religious freedom in America, especially for the Christians. That's, the other day we talked about how the Democrats in the House of Representatives, they named American Family Association by name. They want to revoke our, not all the Democrats, but it was a subcommittee. They named us, and they named some other groups too by name, under the guise that the government doesn't need to, quote, be subsidizing hate, that they want to revoke our tax-exempt status. So, it's a war out there, as people know, because they listen to us every day. It's a war politically, it's a war spiritually, and to have an attorney general that understands the worldviews that are clashing here is refreshing, and is willing to say it.
And let me say, of course, there's blowback, and I'm sure there will be more. New York Times columnist Paul Krugman accused Mr. Barr of religious bigotry and described his words as a pogrom. That means that's a code word. That's not a code word. It's just an old word that comes out of the rounding up of Jews in the Soviet Union, or the rounding up of Jews in Nazi Germany.
Where does that criticism come from? What did he say that even came close to anything called religious bigotry? I don't know.
Well, because he's talking about Christian values.
Right.
And so it's anytime you talk about that, that's like a red flag to the secular progressives, as Ed says often. Mm-hmm. So, listen, I wish we had more time to talk about that, but that's pretty stunning.
Yeah.
That is pretty stunning, and it makes you sort of think, as he is pursuing the truth on this Russia hoax, and he is putting himself at risk, trust me, You are really putting yourself, in the crosshairs of all the wickedness and destruction of the left when you fight back. And he's done that. At this point in his life, you know, he has put himself in the crosshairs, and he is, as far as I can tell, pursuing. I just heard a story this morning, Tim. They've uncovered Joseph Mifsud's cell phones and text messages about the origins. Like in this particular article I read about how they tried to set up General Flynn starting in 2014 to try to set him up with Russian contacts to destroy him. And so this is serious stuff that William Barr is going after.
Yeah. Did you notice back to the Democrat debate, which you played clips from half an hour ago or so, we did here on your show, Sandy. And Tom, what's the guy's name from Colorado, the billionaire?
Steyer. Tom Steyer.
Steyer, okay. I didn't know he was a top-tier candidate anyway, but I don't know how he made the debate unless he promised him to give him a lot of money. You know, what I found interesting about what he said was he said, I started the impeachment movement 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. Did you hear him say that? Yeah. So 2 years ago.
Yes, he's been running ads all over the country.
Yeah, and they called the president a criminal. But I just thought, wow, you mean to tell me there was something the president had done 2 years ago that merited impeachment? And no, he had not. They just wanted him out because of the mere fact that he was in.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, they were talking about impeachment before he was even inaugurated. So that's and he's just one of them. I mean, that's not this is not new. It didn't happen, 6 weeks ago when Nancy decided to do a impeachment inquiry. This has been going on. All right, we should say, practically speaking, because I only have a few more minutes left with you, that we have a $15,000 challenge.
Yes, we do.
Till the top of the hour, and that's like 3 minutes away.
Yes, it is.
So, Tim, why don't you tell them what they need to do?
The clock is ticking on the $15,000 matching gift. So if you want to double your donation to American Family Radio, and we need to hear from you, folks. We need to know you're standing with us. This is not free. Trust me, it costs a lot of money to have 181 radio stations operating across the country. So here's the phone number. If you want to double your giving, call this number, 877-616-2396. That rings our studios here. I'm looking at the folks who are answering the phone right now, and you can call them and give them your information and be as generous as you can. Help us out. Here's the phone number, 877-616-2396. We only do this twice a year, once in the spring for 3 days and once in the fall for 3 days. There are some organizations that's all they do is ask for money, you know, and sometimes you go, well, maybe you just need to close your doors and do something else, because if you're always in financial need, always having to beg, so we don't do that here. As my dad used to say, we treat people like adults. We just tell you what our needs are, and folks, God's people, have always responded and supported AFR.
Yes, and I just want to say, Tim, this is all tied together. So people tune in every morning, and I think most of the people that listen to us by now understand that it's hard to get honest news. I just played this clip yesterday of ABC using a gun range demonstration in Kentucky and claiming that it is the fight between the Syrians between the Turks and the I'm just going blank, not the Yazidis, but the Kurds. It's claiming that footage that they played is a fight in the Middle East. Total lie.
You can't trust the news media.
Yes. We want you to trust us. We're trying our best to make sure everything that we present to you is absolutely true. And so imagine then if you tuned in the mornings and you could not get AFR talk. I think it would be a huge hit. It would be for me. Mm-hmm. And so this is why we need your help. We don't know how much longer. We don't know who's going to win the next election. Trust me, if things don't go well and the left sweeps into power, American Family Association will be in the eye of that target. There's no question about it. So for right now, help us to keep going on, and we're going to do our best. We'll do our part as you do your shoulder to shoulder, as we like to say. It's 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396, or AFR.net. Tim, thank you. I love it when you join me, and we'll be back here together tomorrow. So,
Okay, look forward to it, Sandy. Thank you.
Very good. All right, Sandy Rios, in the morning. But stay tuned because, you know, it's going to be fun if you just hang on over the break. 877-616-2396.